Welcome to the Avengers Podcast, where we assemble weekly to binge the MCU and all things nerd, old and new. You can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Avengers Podcast. That is one word, ladies and gentlemen, A-B-I-N-G-E-R-S Podcast. Give us a like, a comment, and let us know what you think of the show. You can also find us wherever podcasts are available and at AvengersPodcast.com, where you can find out a little bit more about us. And you can find our merch, where we have stickers, mugs, t-shirts, hoodies, hats, and all that and more. Check it out and show your Avengers fandom today. If you'd like to support the show, you can find us on Patreon at patreon.com/Avengers Podcast. We have exclusive content only available on our Patreon. We have $1, $3, $5, and $10 tiers, $10 tiers available. And my co-hosts are trying to distract me and I hate them. So check it out today and show your Avengers love. $1, $3, $5, $10. That is patreon.com/Avengers Podcast. I'm just one of your hosts, Brandon. I can't do it alone without my two jackass of hosts. Clinton, how you doing, sir?
I'm feeling comical.
Ha! Comical Emmy! How are you?
I'm feeling extra AF.
Extra AF. Guys, we are here talking San Diego Comic-Con. This is just Marvel Studios. We're going to cover everything we've seen. We were really excited on Twitter. If you follow us there, we kind of released our Comic-Con load on the world, I would say. So, yeah. Oh, sorry. That is not a euphemism. Anyway. Yes, Emmy.
I have to say, I talked to my mom yesterday, and she would like to let everyone know that I was raised better than to use this kind of language, and that she does not endorse the words that I say on this podcast.
Fuck yeah, she doesn't. So we are definitely going to honor Pam here.
Sorry, Pam.
We let you down with this podcast, but we hope we're not going to let you down. This is Marvel Studios coverage. Are you guys ready to jump in and talk about the whole show?
Yeah, Brandon, we're live here in San Diego 2 days later. No, Clinton, one is here. Clinton.
Yeah, we're standing outside a trash can. And I would think we're at this. This is not Hall H. This is called H-Town.
This is Hall D.
Yeah, D's nuts. Yeah.
D's nuts.
Yeah, I knew it.
Damn it.
So we start out the show with Kevin Feige. And he's wearing a Miss Minutes hat. And it started with WandaVision and talks about bringing several new heroes to the MCU. And then we see that Phase 4, it's done, guys. We are heading towards the end of Phase 4, probably the most divisive phase in the entire MCU. And we're ending it with Black Panther Wakanda Forever in November. So that's huge. We actually have a definitive mark, Black Panther Wakanda Forever. And I think we speculated a little bit about this as well, didn't we? I remember talking to somebody about this. I can't remember.
I think we did.
Okay.
I don't remember.
And Captain America 4 is titled New World Order. That is too sick. If you watched wrestling in the 90s, you would understand that. So, yeah.
I was a Wolfpack kind of guy.
Oh, can't. Don't turn your back on the Wolfpack.
You might end up in a body bag.
Oh. God, such a good song, too. I remember it was like, ooh, doom, doom, doom,
doom, doom, doom. Oh, and Sting joined it, and he had the red face paint.
Give it to me all day. Anyway, Comic-Con, San Diego. So, obviously, Captain America 4. Then we hear news of Echo, an original Marvel series, is coming summer 2023. We see this is the first time we're seeing this hero since Hawkeye from the holidays. And Marvel is also going to introduce Secret Invasion coming spring 2023 and Loki season 2 summer 2023. Ironheart is coming fall 2023, and this will follow the story of Riri Williams, who is going to be playing by Dominique Thorne. And it's a lot. And Blade is coming November 3rd 2023, and we have a Cap 4 release date of May 3rd 2024. A lot of news to process, guys. So we're going to stop.
That's
there.
Everything. So bye.
Oh, we're doing the play by play as of what happened, like it's a movie.
Yes. Well, I just figured that is huge news. Like all those announcements, anything that sticks out at you.
We're not even done yet.
No, we're not even done yet. Anything that sticks out for you guys that immediately oh,
well, I want to talk about each one of them.
Okay. Well, then let's start. Captain America, New World Order. What are we thinking?
Sign me up. It's going to be, I feel like it's going to be an espionage type thing like Winter Soldier was.
I hope so.
Just by the title.
Yeah.
And we got Sam coming into that role. Where he is that role now, but it's going to be divisive in that world. I feel like.
Is there rumors that Chris Evans could return?
I don't want him to.
Not as Captain America, but like as an evil like variant, like which
like
would,
a Hydra version,
which would go with the multiverse saga that was announced.
Oh, I don't want him to do that.
I know, but I wouldn't hate it. But I want like Sam to kick like old Cap's ass. I don't know. It would be kind of fun.
Like old Cap, like old man Cap, because that would be mean.
That, yeah, especially the one he saw at the end. Like, no, I don't. Give me the shield, very old man Cap. No, I don't think I will. All right, I'm gonna beat your ass. I'm gonna beat your ass.
Knocks his dentures out of his head.
One punch and he shits himself.
Yeah. Oh my God, Steve Rogers.
Super soldier, this old man.
So yeah, Captain America: New World Order. Emmy. Does the thought of hearing it would be like Winter Soldier excite you? I know how much you love that movie.
I, you know, not that it would be like Winter Soldier, but I would, I am really excited to see Falcon take on that mantle. Mm-hmm. So I am excited that he's getting his own movie.
I want Torres to take the role of Falcon. Like the
comics. Oh, maybe that'll happen.
I wish.
Oh, he's got
Ooh,
to.
Oh, yeah.
He's got to.
Bring Danny Ramirez back, please.
He will. He will.
They didn't honestly, set that, I kind of...
They didn't set that up in the show without paying it off in this movie, in my opinion.
That's true. Yeah. I kind of hope that Bucky isn't a huge part of it, too, because I want
I don't, yeah.
Captain America to have his time to shine.
No, I'm with
and
you.
I do want to say, just a realization, while all of this was kind of coming out and just kind of thinking at, like... At, Phase four, and I know that everybody's like, it doesn't feel like, but like, I really liked, and I think a lot of people like the movies that felt like the older movies. So like Shang-Chi, like No Way Home, mm-hmm. like those were the ones that really did well. And like Hawkeye, where we got to go to like see characters that we knew mm-hmm. and are familiar with. And I think that's where they really shined. And I think that what was all was revealed is a lot more of that. And so I'm excited for that.
I'm just really excited for obviously more Sam Wilson. I'm excited about him coming into that role of Captain America. The fact that we're calling it finally Captain America, which was such a beautiful growth story from Falcon and the Winter Soldier, which I was mm-hmm. annoyed at the beginning why it wasn't called Captain America and the Winter Soldier. And by the end of it, I was like, yeah, they did it so well. So anyway, I'm looking forward to more Sam Wilson. I'm looking forward to who this New World Order is. Hopefully Hollywood Hogan's in it. And I'm looking Sting. Yeah,
I want to be Sting.
I'm looking forward to continuing the story that we've seen, this character in this arc. And finally, Sam Wilson, you know, Anthony Mackie getting his first solo movie. That's exciting. That's really, really exciting. Next up, guys, is Echo. This is an original Disney Plus series. This is coming out.
Echo.
This is coming out summer 2023. This is obviously we are now seeing this individual since we watched Hawkeye. I'm excited. This is going to be a very unique show. Obviously, this mm-hmm. is Marvel's at least first deaf hero that is represented. And I'm really, really excited to see what they do.
Mercari from Eternals.
Oh, yeah.
Was first. Sorry.
Touche. Second. Well done.
Yeah. Man.
Well done. But this is really exciting because I would love to see a Druig and Mercari show. I would sign me the fuck up for that.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. But hey.
Give us all the sex scenes.
So Echo, Echo, I don't know. I never felt very attached to this character while watching Hawkeye. Obviously,
really?
Not attached. It was so quick. So what do we got? But I'm excited to see more of this character. I really am. So what are we thinking on Echo? Like, I'm going to watch it. I'm excited to watch it, but I'm really curious where this goes.
Yeah. I'm excited to see who shows up in it because yes. there's rumor with Daredevil. And I think Vincent D'Onofrio is already confirmed to be in it. So we're going to get more Kingpin, but I'm with you. We got kind of a surface level of her story, but I feel like we're going to dive in a little more of her, mm-hmm. her story and her life, which I'm here for. We got a little bit of it with her as a child and all that, but we've seen her like kind of break away from what she'd been taught her whole life in mm-hmm. Hawkeye. So to see that journey from here is going to be cool. So I'm excited for that one. And I think the actress that plays her is phenomenal.
Yeah. Completely, wholeheartedly agree with everything that you just said. Yeah. I'm like the unknown for me is a good factor for that one. Like I'm just excited for whatever they give us.
Right. I'm really excited for the fact that exactly what Clinton talked about, this is basically her stripped of everything she's known her entire life. And this is going to be the journey from that point. So there is a very compelling story already to tell. And that's where I'm excited to get to know this character and get to really gravitate and attach to this character that I haven't currently. And yeah, I think it's a beautiful story just waiting to be told. And Marvel Studios, they swing it out of the park more often than not. So I'm excited to see what they do.
I think they're really going to play off this into the Daredevil show, mm-hmm. because the way Hawkeye ended with her shooting Kingpin in the face, I hope we pick up from there. And I think we're going to get to see more development from Kingpin as well, mm-hmm. and his story from here that takes him into Daredevil.
Right.
Because this comes before, right?
Yes.
Okay. I do. Let me give a hot take real quick. Come for me. It's fine. Mm. I feel like it's a lot of Daredevil. It's a lot.
Ooh.
I'm not mad about it, but
this is Marvel saying, hey, we finally got our Daredevil toy to play with. And we're going to because they've done such great work with him through the Netflix series. I think they're excited. And I think the fans are excited too.
People have been wanting him back since the Netflix show, because it was such a good show. That show was phenomenal. And now that they have him, I like that he's being sprinkled in first before. So it kind of gives him an MCU feel before he has his own show.
Obviously,
so he's not directly compared to that show.
Obviously,
I need to watch that show because I haven't done that. And maybe that would make me more excited.
I think so. I think so. And obviously with the show, though, Clinton, and you know about the mature nature of the show, it's very brutal at times. I mean, absolutely mm-hmm. brutal. Do we think an 18 episode, we're already skipping ahead, but why not? Daredevil, an 18 episode series was announced as well. I mean, yes, we're excited. Daredevil, 18 episodes, but I'm a little worried because I don't, I get it, but Daredevil was so raw and, you know, and I hope we get that same vibe from Disney Plus Marvel Studios taking the helm. I think they're going to honor it. I do, but a little back, like little voice in the back of my head, still a little worried, to be honest.
I don't think so. And the reason I say that is because we now have Disney Plus that put Logan and Deadpool on there, right? They announced that Marvel Zombies will be TV mature, the first ever, and it's animated.
That was shocking to hear the animated show was going to be mature.
TV MA, yeah.
Yep.
And so it doesn't put really down, and this one's down the road. I think it doesn't come out till 2024.
Right.
So no, I think it will definitely be a mature show. I think it'll have a mature rating because I think they know fans want that. And by 2024, if we're already getting TV mature shows before then, and we've got these, I mean, Marvel's trying to slowly put it into Disney Plus. Like there are adult shows people want. They want some adult content. So I think by that time, and I'm excited for 18 episodes because my biggest complaint with the Disney Plus shows, I need them to be longer. I need a more fleshed out story.
Great point.
So
this actually feels like a TV season instead of like a little extended movie, right?
Little mini series.
Yeah.
Or it feels like an actual,
it feels like a movie with breaks. You know what I mean? Like I'm excited where 18 episodes is going to, you're exactly right, Clint. This feels like a TV show. This feels like, okay, this is what, great point.
It pisses me off, though, because it gets three times as much as Moon Knight. And I really, really, really liked Moon Knight.
Oh, yeah.
Where's Moon Knight's 18 episodes?
Mm. Well, maybe
Moon Knight walked so Daredevil could run.
Yeah, I was just going to say, maybe this sets up for future series getting 18 episodes, you know?
Well, maybe Daredevil can run so that Moon Knight can fly.
And we don't have D23 yet. We might get we might get Midnight Suns down the road.
Yeah.
I mean, there was a lot of stuff they left untitled announcements for dates. And we set up Midnight Suns, make that mature, put some Moon Knight in there, give us
Daddy.
Grit. I'm here for it.
So we also saw Secret Invasion is coming spring 2023. That's not too long, guys. Secret Invasion is going to be here, right? But we're going to blink our eyes and we're going to be in Secret Invasion. That's pretty awesome.
Did you see why they had to do reshoots?
I did not. What happened?
So they did extensive reshoots because, and I don't know what's, I watched a video. I don't know, remember who it was, but Marvel falls into, it's just bad luck, honestly, with their shows sometimes. So Falcon and Winter Soldier, there was such a there wasn't a story shown. Like it was so choppy feeling. Remember, it felt like there was the pandemic happened and there was a pandemic arc in that show. So they cut all that and they changed a lot. With Secret Invasion, they had to do reshoots because there was apparently a Ukraine and Russian conflict in it.
Shut your mouth.
Why? Something like that, like an agent.
Is Marvel Studios becoming the Simpsons? Like they're just predicting everything.
I know.
That's weird.
So they had to do some reshoots because of the current events. So
wow,
pretty crazy.
Excited.
I think Secret Invasion is going to have more implications than we expect. I think we're going to learn a lot from that show about Skrulls and people that have been Skrulls the whole time, or how they've been infiltrating slowly behind the scenes and we didn't know it.
I feel like Skrulls are going to be the new Hydra.
I think I wouldn't even say Hydra. I think they're going to be the new Shield and Hydra. I think there's going to be good Skrulls and there's going to be bad Skrulls.
Yeah.
I think it could go both ways, and I'm excited because I loved what they did in Captain Marvel. I know we were pretty divisive when we reviewed that movie, but they flipped Skrulls on their head. And I really enjoyed it. Everyone was like, here's the big bad Skrulls. Here's the green aliens. And it was beautiful, the story they told, just because they're different. And we talked about that at length. If you'd like to listen to our Captain Marvel review, you can do that. It was a very emotional story they told about the Skrulls. And so I'm excited to see how they continue it. Because just like the human race, there's good people, there's bad people. You know, there's same with
there's really bad people.
There's really bad people. Skrulls. I'm excited that they're going to be more complex and layered than just, we duplicate humans. So I'm looking forward to Secret Invasion. I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
And Nick Fury. He's been off land for a while. And What's-Her-Face from Game of Thrones is going to be in it.
Emilia Clarke.
Daenerys Targaryen.
Sign me up. Yep. Speaking of Loki season 2. So obviously I think Loki's one of our favorite.
Oh my gosh, I can't wait.
Yeah. Somehow I'm just begging for more alligator Loki. I know I don't want a whole freaking TV show or a whole episode, but just give me
a little
one
animated.
Just give me one. I'm excited. And speaking, we'll get to I Am Groot in just a moment, but I'm really, really excited about Loki season 2. There's nothing to say. I think the first season was the best cohesive story Marvel Studios has played out for us in the Disney Plus series. And I don't know, from start to finish, maybe a couple of lulls, but this felt like there was a direction where we're going, and the way they set up
Kang.
Yeah. He who remains?
Yeah. Statue was Kang.
It was Kang. And God, I just loved Loki season 1, and I'm so pumped for more Tom Hiddleston, more Owen Wilson. I'm excited. Loki season 2, I will be waiting on bated breath to watch it.
Is it going to be after Ant-Man and the Wasp Quantumania? Ain't that what starts phase 5 next year? Wasp Quantumania? Pretty sure that movie is coming out before Loki season 2.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I'm going to check that just to be safe.
I was at my friend's house and they randomly had on the parents on in the background, and Owen Wilson, I am so excited to see more of his character. Like, I'm so excited.
I agree. This is a win. Loki season 2, it's gonna be an absolute blast. Cannot wait. And
pretty sure February of next year is when Ant-Man and the Wasp comes out.
Yeah,
I could be wrong. But
no, Ant-Man and the Wasp Quantumania is going to be February 17th, 2023. Loki season 2 is going to be summer 2023.
Yeah. So I wonder if Ant-Man and the Wasp Quantumania is going to show us any part of how it ended in Loki.
Right.
Because remember, he saw that statue and he was in a different.
Yeah. So that's going to be, please just start it out there and everything's.
The thing with Kang is you can't kill him. He just has different iterations and versions everywhere.
So that's why they're making, we'll get to that. I want to say the last two movies for the very end that's a perfect segue to a dynasty of some sort, but we will get to that. Obviously Loki season 2, Ironheart is coming out fall 2023. Clinton, you have been looking forward to Ironheart for a very long time. There it is. Amy, you want to give some commentary while Clinton recovers?
I'm so excited. I'm so excited. The little glimpse that we got of her in Black Panther Wakanda Forever, I am so stoked because I am such an Iron Man fan. I'm just really excited for his legacy to carry on in phases after he sadly passed away to save half of the universe save the whole universe because Thor didn't think to go to eternity and wish it.
Oh, wow. Wow. And this is from a Thor Love and Thunder. Anyway.
Sorry, it's a big plot hole.
Oh, that's a great point. So Clinton, obviously Ironheart, man. What are we thinking, man?
I'm stoked for this because I am a huge Iron Man fan as well. And I'm excited for, I like Riri Williams in the like comics. And I think it's really cool that they're introducing her in Black Panther and she's going to be friends with Shuri and have the technology starting off. I'm interested to see how they do her in the story to make her Ironheart. And is she a big fan of Iron Man? Is she, you know what I mean? Like, what's making her want to do this? So I think we'll get a little bit of answer in that in Wakanda Forever, but I'm really excited to explore her story in Ironheart. And I think it's cool that it's a young black female that's taking up this mantle. I just think it's cool all the way around. I'm excited.
Same. Well said. I do not know enough about Riri Williams or the character of Ironheart. I'm really, really excited to learn about this character. I agree with you. I think the way that they're going to introduce her in Wakanda with that technology as well. And really, how does she become Ironheart? What does she do to take on the mantle? And how does she kind of honor that legacy, but pave that own path as well? It has my interest peaked at 110%. I'm really, really pumped for it.
You know what else I'm excited about? Seeing Robert Downey Jr. on the freaking red carpet, just serving the looks.
Is he going to be on what? Is he going to be on the red carpet?
Surely.
I think that's wishful thinking. I'm just going to
say. It is wishful thinking.
Yeah. Okay.
I hope he at least has a voiceover in it.
Oh,
somehow. Yeah. That would be great.
Like an extended version of him when he was talking to his daughter at the end. Like, you know.
Yeah. Like
know,
the.
They very. I know what you mean. The holographic. What?
Holographic, yes. Yeah, hologram.
Yes.
Well,
can he be her Jarvis?
Oh, shut up. That would be wonderful.
Yeah. Well, he's got the Edith glasses, even dead on the hero. I mean, he gave them to Spider-Man. I know, but I'm sure that he has other things that he kind of solidified his legacy with, you know?
Oh, yeah. 100%. I think that's what's going to be explored here, too. Guys, honestly, if we're wondering how she got her powers, it was probably Agatha all along. No, Agatha Coven of Chaos will be coming out winter 2020. Coven. My notes. And I can't say Coven or Kevin. Of Chaos. Kevin. Follows in winter.
Kevin's a girl.
Winter 2023, guys. Obviously, we have not seen Agatha since WandaVision. Excited to see this character continue. I think Han is just the Catherine Han, that's her name, I believe. I'm over the moon with this character. I think Catherine Han is just so incredibly talented. I think she got this role just because of WandaVision. I think WandaVision popped off and Kevin Feige's like, let's keep going here.
People like her.
Yeah, this is gold. And I don't know. Agatha all along. I want more music from Catherine Hahn because she's a wonderful singer. I want music. I want more Salem Witch Trials. I want more her impacting the real world in crazy weird ways in small.
Hi, Han.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, hi, Han. I really, really can't wait. So, Agatha.
I like how they just glossed over, though. They were like, they didn't even say anything about the name change because it was House of Harkness.
It was.
And then they were just like, oh, it's Coven of Chaos now. Which did y'all like better?
House of Harkness.
Because it's like a play on House of Darkness.
And it sounds like
I like it.
And
it
sounds like her last name.
And it sounds like, yeah, exactly. And it's kind of like Harry Potter.
But it probably makes more sense being Coven of Chaos because I'm sure it's going to explore her with that coven like we got a glimpse of in WandaVision that she was with, that she killed.
Well, and the chaos, like the chaos magic.
Chaos magic, yeah.
Yeah. That there's
so it probably makes more sense.
The way that they ended her story on WandaVision, I was like we might not see her again, and that would be okay. But I'm so glad that she's getting this.
They set it up perfectly. So glad. They set it up perfectly, basically, based on fan response. Either we can justify never hearing from her again or justify bringing her back. I think they just did a really good way to end it.
There's rumors that the Hocus Pocus sisters are going to show up in it.
Shut up.
What do we have? Yes. Oh, it's going to be
great. I'm just kidding, Emmy. Yeah.
Oh, my God. I got really excited, you asshat.
How would that make sense, Emmy?
I have no fucking clue.
Emmy, but you were like, shut up. Oh, my God, Emmy. You need to. All right. Really? All right.
Well, really?
I really was thinking she was like, shut really up. Like, oh, my God.
I really got excited.
The what sisters?
The Sanders sisters.
Yes. Well, guys.
Angelica, Eliza, and I'm Peggy. Sorry, that's from Hamilton. That's a different reference.
I was going to say, I don't remember that. I don't remember that at all. But okay, that explains it. Blade is coming out November 3rd, 2023.
This is going to be a show or a movie?
It's a movie. It's a movie.
Okay.
Yeah. And so we saw the very first Blade. We reviewed it on our Patreon. It's a good movie. It's just aged at certain spots. Uh-huh. I'm really excited for this movie. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. So, Blade, Emmy, are you wanting some more Wesley Snipes?
I mean, I didn't give a shit about that movie until we watched it. And then I was like, it's not bad. I like it. I'm very excited for it.
Mahershala Ali too. I have a lot of confidence in him.
Yes,
he played Cottonmouth in the in Luke Cage. So I've seen him in a role of, you know, comic book kind of stuff. But yeah, I'm excited for him to bring this to action. And I think the biggest thing I'm excited about for Marvel in the future is the supernatural side. I think I've said that before. So
I'm shocked he hasn't
Blade's
shown up soon.
Blade's going to explore that.
I'm shocked he hasn't shown up sooner, honestly. I've been waiting for him to be sprinkled in, and I think there's been a couple of opportunities, and we just haven't seen it. So,
well, they did with Eternals, but I hope that with Dane Whitman, with the way that ended in Eternals, hopefully he might make an appearance in Blade. We'll see. Ooh, there's rumors that they cast... holy shit, I'm blanking.
I'm going to throw out a name. Renee Jean Page?
No. They had to
step back on that. Whatever he was supposed to be in. Oh, again.
Anthony Starr. There's a rumor that Anthony Starr has been approached. This is just rumor that Anthony Starr has been approached to play Dracula in Blade, the villain.
Who is Anthony Starr?
He plays Homelander.
Oh,
shit. Yeah.
So if that's true, sign me the hell up. I would love to see Anthony Starr as Dracula in Blade.
He could totally work as Dracula too.
Oh my God. Yes.
It's one of those things. Like, I don't even have to imagine it. Like, it's there. It's already there. Mm-hmm. That would be great casting. Absolutely.
That's a rumor right now. I hope it is true.
So obviously we see now a She-Hulk trailer dropped. Clinton, did you watch this new trailer?
I did.
And did you like it?
I liked it a lot better than the first one.
Emmy and I are a little iffy on trailers. Emmy, did you watch this trailer?
I did watch this trailer.
Okay.
I still had a couple issues with the CGI. Sorry, but I don't think it's bad enough that it's going to take me out.
Yeah, same.
It looks like... story-wise, it's going to be very strong. I'm very excited to see it.
And I really think that I think we're going to be pleasantly surprised. I don't want to jinx it, but I'm already starting to think, okay, you know, like, I'll be honest with you, Ms. Marvel going into that show, hearing the reshoots and hearing the rumors about, I was like, okay, you know what? This is just, okay, it's Ms. Marvel. This is setting up the Marvels. Okay, whatever. Turned out to be one of the best Disney Plus shows, arguably the best Disney Plus show. And I'm starting to get that same feeling about She-Hulk. It's like, there's so much negative energy around it. It's going to surprise a lot of people, I think. I don't know. And I think She-Hulk has a really good chance. And this trailer, yeah, it was exciting. I think the CG work, I hope they would have done this work without fan backlash. A part of me thinks just because of the fan backlash, that's why they did it. She looks, I know she's She-Hulk, don't get me wrong, but it looks way more natural than it has. Don't get me wrong, not perfect, mm-hmm. but God, look at that first trailer and look at this one. We're taking a lot of strides in the right direction. And so if we can lose ourselves in the character and not be focused on a shitty CG model, this has the potential to be good. And I'm really, really excited. It seems funny, quirky, some cameos, and also
fourth wall breaking. I love that they showed that in the trailer.
Same. And I think that, you know, obviously we've heard this, but now to see it in action, and obviously this is our first fourth wall breaking superhero in the MCU, officially. I know Deadpool, technically Deadpool. Well, I'm still, you know, it was Fox made
movies. Not the MCU.
Yeah, exactly. Those were Fox made movies. Yes, he can be canon now, but until I see Deadpool 3 announced, I'm not going to. And that's going to be one of the movies in Phase 6. I'm standing by that 100%. Anyway.
It might be Phase 5.
Phase 5 is
or no, Phase 6. I'm sorry. Yeah, the ones that had the
Exactly. Yeah. That's what I mean. So anyway, I'm really excited. I think She-Hulk's going to be, I'm not going to say it's going to be great, but I think it's going to be pretty good, and I can't wait, and I'm happy that we have something to look forward to in just a short amount of time too.
Jamila Jamil as Titania is I'm here for it too.
Titania,
ain't that her name?
I thought it was Titania.
Her villain name is Titania.
Jamila Jamil. First of all, okay, cool ass name, because your first name is the same as your last name minus a letter. That's just cool as shit.
Well, it's spelled very different, both of them. So you're wrong there, but the pronunciation, yes.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know if you guys have ever looked at her Wikipedia page. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure if it's all true. If it is all true, she has had a wild fucking life. She, like, I mean, the stuff that she's gone through is ridiculous. Mm-hmm. You should just look at it at some point because it is wild.
I love her in The Good Place. She's great in that show.
I do too. But like, if the things that she's been through are true, she has had a fucking wild ass life. Cool.
Sorry. Just looking at notes for the next one. Daredevil, 18 plus episodes. Obviously, Matt Murdock is coming back. Charlie Cox.
Born again, right?
Yes.
Isn't that what it's called?
Daredevil Born Again. Charlie Cox is coming back. Vincent D'Onofrio is returning. So obviously we went into that, but golly, you know, I think what I love about Marvel Studios, and we've talked about this in a previous episode as well, is that they don't just shy away from gold. Like I think I'd be guilty of this. Okay, you know what? You had your Daredevil. I'm gonna make my Daredevil now. Thank you though for coming. Appreciate it. Thank you for giving me a blueprint. Same with Deadpool. You know, like, okay, Deadpool, that was Fox's Deadpool, cool, but I'm gonna change it up a little bit here. And they're like, no, Ryan Reynolds is fucking great. Charlie Cox is fucking great. Vincent D'Onofrio is awesome. Let's bring these people in to our world, and the multiverse saga is the best way to do it, and completely, you know, you justify it. And I really think that's why we're doing the multiverse, is because all of these moments converging at once, and it's really, really smart. And I got to give props to Marvel Studios, because I think lesser studios would say yeah thank you, but this is our time now. And Marvel Studios like, thank you, oh, you want to be in this, cool, come on board. You know, join the MCU brand, you know, but let's keep, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And I like that. I like that attitude a lot. It's a studio that is not too prideful, that's willing to take the good from that other people have worked on. And Daredevil Born Again is 100% proof of that. Deadpool 3 will be proof of that as well.
Did you see the information that came out about the reason? So yeah, they're keeping actors that they liked in roles. But the reason we haven't seen X-Men or anything like that is because they are wanting to recast a lot of characters, and they can't legally do that until after 2025, because even though they acquired Fox, the contract stated they have to honor that these actors are in that role until 2025, period. So they have to respect the contract that, you know, they can't recast certain people. They can use the same actors, and that's what they're doing with Charlie Cox. That's what they're doing with, well, that Charlie Cox is separate. He wasn't a Fox thing, but the Fox Deadpool you got coming over, but it's the same actor, so they can use him. but we haven't seen mutants because they can't really recast Fantastic Four mutants until 2025.
Like Sophie Turner and
they are still locked into those roles until the contract
I would
ends.
Think they would be locked into Fox's contract, not Disney's contract. I'm shocked.
It was some kind of clause apparently in the contract that
no one can play this person until 20. That's kind of stupid.
Well, no, not that. It's that the actors signed onto that role until that year. Mm-hmm. And so they can't void their stuff.
Their contracts.
Even though they acquired the company, they can't void the actors' contracts.
And there was a lot of people that were pretty upset that X-Men was not... I mean, obviously, we saw X-Men 97 with the animated series, but a lot of people were upset we didn't see, like... Because there was a rumor that it was going to be called New Mutants, or it was going to be called Mutants.
The Mutants,
yeah. And we didn't get any announcement on X-Men. And there's still that time for Phase 6 for it to happen, and they may be waiting until they can kind of line it up. But yeah, I don't know. It sucks that we're kind of still being held for contracts that Fox decided to make. Sorry, Amy. What do you got?
Well, that makes sense because Ms. Marvel wouldn't have been one of the characters that was shown in the Fox
correct
universe. And so, I mean, yeah, that's spot on. Interesting.
And I think Fox or Marvel was okay making Ms. Marvel a mutant because she was originally going to be a mutant from the writers. And then there was that whole thing with the something with the artists, not the artists, but the creators. And when the Inhumans, the whole reason Inhumans got popular is because they wanted to shy away from making something that was being used by another franchise or another company. Mm-hmm. So they made Inhumans to get focus off X-Men or mutants. So they originally wanted to create Kamala Khan as a mutant, not an inhuman.
I love this.
So I love that they're kind of going back.
They're retconning comics.
Because she didn't come out till after.
Exactly.
You know, that was 20. Yeah.
The fact that the movies are now retconning comics is just such a wild, crazy thing to think about. That is insane. And I love that. I absolutely love it because a lot of people, she was an inhuman. I love that. No, we wanted to make her a mutant all along and now we're fucking going to do it. Good.
Yeah.
I'm cool. Fucking pumped. I think it's awesome that she's a mutant. Sign me the fuck up. And I love this. I love this crossover.
Technically Namor.
Yes.
Yeah. We'll get there.
Okay. I have a question though.
Uh-huh.
Could they use members of the X-Men who were not used in the movies? So, for example,
yes,
like
yeah, there's no contract.
Contracts.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So then, any X-Men that is not shown in First Class,
Rise or not even that, who was contractually obligated to a certain amount of time.
Gotcha.
So it could have been X-Men that were around probably back in the day who only had a contract for a movie or something. You know, like Gambit, they could probably bring Gambit in because he only had an appearance in Origins.
Let's do it.
Please do it. Give me Gambit.
That's interesting. That would be an interesting way for them to sprinkle it in before 2025 as well. Some of the background characters that you don't really know.
Yeah, exactly.
Very well.
Right.
There
was a Thunderbolts announcement as well. So honestly, I apologize. My notes isn't that clear here. Thunderbolts, do we know when it's coming out? Is it a Phase 5? I don't see it on the Phase 5 timeline.
They said the time.
Oh, okay.
I think it's going to end. It's going to end Phase 5. That's it. It's going to be the last movie of Phase 5.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. I did not know that. So Thunderbolts.
And you didn't bring up Quantumania, and that was the first movie of next year.
This is the part. Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania. I will just say this right now. Did you guys catch this trailer? Because there was a leaked version, and it was horribly shot. It's not a good, clear picture. But I will just say this. This movie is not your mom and dad's Ant-Man movie. This was one of, I would say this, is my shocker of the entire, I'm 10 years old.
He did the hand gesture for shocker, guys.
This was the most shocking moment of the entire presentation for me in the way I mean, I was Ant-Man and the Wasp Quantumania. Oh, okay. Cool. Ant-Man and the Wasp Quantumania. All right. A little fun. Then Kang comes in. No shit. No, this was the most serious trailer. And there's a part where I watched this trailer. I didn't care how shitty it was. I just had to see it from what I was hearing. And there's a part where Paul Rudd, obviously Scott Lang, goes, like, he's beat up. Like, he's got a bloody face. He's really, really beaten down. And he goes, I'm an Avenger. And Kang looks at him and goes, I'm a conqueror. And holy shit, I had chills. And the whole trailer, it's not funny-go-lucky Ant-Man and the Wasp or Ant-Man. This whole trailer, shit's hitting the fan. This is a very serious movie. And what a tonal shift that I was not ready for. But holy shit, this could be like Captain America Civil War level. And I'm here for it. I was so impressed with this trailer. Quantumania is at the top of my list, one of the tops of my list to see. I cannot wait for this movie. This could be, I mean, this is going to be Paul Rudd, and he's going to put his acting chops on, and I think it's going to fucking be amazing. And obviously, Jonathan Majors is fucking Kang. Holy shit. I'm so invested. I am so invested. And everyone, when this trailer actually drops for everybody, please check it out. It will just make your mind spin.
I didn't watch it because I wanted to watch it when it comes out, like, legit and it's clear, because I knew it wasn't good quality. But I did read the dialogue that was said that you're talking about.
Right.
That because I read an article that talked about the things that were said.
It hits so
and
hard.
He says something it. Like, have I killed you before?
Have I killed you? Have I killed you before? You know, and he's like, I'm gonna, like, yeah, it's so funny because Kang is recollecting another event where he's probably killed Scott Lang, which is insane. Oh, my God.
I found was only the audio. So it like somebody recorded it, but like you couldn't see the screen. You could just hear the audio. Mm. And it was, like you said, it was a tonal shift. And I feel like Cassie's going to play a huge part in this. Mm-hmm. And I'm very excited for that. And I think it's wild that we are getting this movie in February of 2023, but then Kang Dynasty isn't coming out until, what, 2 years later?
Correct.
Like, Kang is going to be a force for a couple years. Like, holy shit.
Ant-Man and the Wasp is coming out in 2023. Excuse me, Quantumania. Yeah. It's going to be, Kang is going to be a very big presence in this entire, and this, to me, I think he's the Thanos level threat.
Yeah. You know, and I'm excited.
And after watching
Jonathan Majors.
When I heard Josh Brolin was playing Thanos, I'm like, you got it. Good job. That's the guy. And no joke, nothing could have prepared me for what we saw in Infinity War and even Endgame of his performance. Jonathan Majors was the same thing for Kang. I was like, you got it. You got the guy. I mean, and it's just the fucking casting. We don't say enough good things about Marvel. I mean, we do, I guess. We're on MCU podcast. But like, I can't say enough good things about it. The casting is so damn great. And I think Jonathan Majors is bringing such a different level to this movie. And Paul Rudd, I think Evangeline Lilly, there's so many of these, they're going to bring it right back. And speaking of which, you know, this is also going to be MODOK, as is confirmed as the villain for Quantumania. So MODOK's going to be in this. Bill Murray was announced in this movie.
Wait, what?
You did not hear this?
No, I didn't.
Yes, and I will tell you, there's a quantum realm. There's a part where Bill Murray's in this trailer, and it looks great. And so MODOK, I think MODOK is rumored to be played by, and oh my God, I can't remember his name, the very first Ant-Man villain. Oh my God, I'm doing really terrible. I'm so sorry.
The very first Ant-Man villain.
In the movie, the actor who played him. What was his name? I'm thinking of it.
Freaking Yellow Jacket.
Yeah, it was Yellow Jacket, but what was his damn name? Corey Stoll. Corey Stoll is going to be playing, there's this a rumor, could be playing MODOK. And I'll be honest with you, there was rumors that Jim Carrey was going to be playing him. There was rumors that a few people, and I would love to see Jim Carrey in the MCU, especially as a goofy MODOK villain. But I think Corey Stoll could pull it off as well. I don't know. This movie is, I think it's going to be loaded. I think it's going to be so good. I'm sorry. Quantumania. I am geeking out, and I did not expect it. I did not expect it. And when I watched that trailer, I was like, yep, that's it. That is the movie I wanted. So sorry, Amy, I'm going to throw it back to you.
No, you're totally fine. I was going to ask, what is Cassie's name in her? Like who, like you've got Ant-Man, you've got the Wasp, and then she's got her purple suit on. Who is she?
Oh, Cassie Lang. In the comics, I'm trying to think of, hold on.
Clinton, I'm sorry, you were away and I asked a question and maybe you'll know the answer. So who is Cassie Lang's, like what is her superhero name? Like you've got Ant-Man, you've got the Wasp.
I think she's just Cassie Lang in the comics.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure she's just Cassie Lang. I don't think she's anything. Maybe she. Oh wait, is she Stinger? That kind of sounds like we were just making that joke. I don't know. Like I don't know.
You can't hear me, can you?
No, you were muted this entire time.
So Stature is her name.
But she was Stinger at one point too, wasn't she?
I don't think so. I just know her Stature.
Okay, well, I'm going to Google this because I need to find out a little bit more because I think she was Stinger at one point. But Stinger...
That's a little on the nose.
NWO, I know. And, like, I know the Stinger with a... Well, I don't know. But still, I thought...
No, that's Sting. Sting, not Stinger.
How many syllables are in Sting?
Sting!
That's amazing, isn't it? That's crazy. So, yeah. Either way, Cassie Lang, she's going to play a huge... important role, I think, as well. But Bill Murray, we were talking about Bill Murray, MODOK, all that fun stuff. Not Bill Murray as MODOK. Yeah, there's so much.
No, they don't know who Bill Murray's going to play, but they've said that Murdoch's going to be in it.
MODOK.
I hope that
MODOK. MODOK. Matt MODOK.
Matt MODOK. That's MODOK. Sorry.
Matt MODOK.
I hope that Bill Murray plays the character that he does in real life, where he meets somebody in real life and just says, nobody's ever going to believe you that you met Bill Murray.
I know. Gosh, the documentary, if you have not watched it, check it out. It's absolutely amazing.
He just plays himself now like he did in Zombieland on everything.
Yep. So Guardians 3, I did not check this trailer out. This trailer was dropped because I think Guardians, I just have to see the actual real thing. But James Gunn, he talks about this being the end of the story for these characters. People are upset, and he's like, well, every story needs an end. And they play a trailer, and kid you not, this is multiple people tweeting this. I have not seen the trailer, but multiple people tweeting, I've never cried in a trailer before until this. Kevin Smith, who is one of my favorite actors and directors of all time, he was in the audience and he said, I got emotional watching this. And he actually started his home. Oh, he had a panel by himself in Comic-Con. And he said, like, the first several minutes, he couldn't stop talking about the Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 trailer because of how much it hit him. Like, that was like his own panel. He's talking about Guardians 3 trailer. And there's a scene, I've seen the GIF, where there's this hand reaching for a baby rocket, and this rocket is looking like he is emotional and crying.
Whoa, God.
If they kill Rocket, I'm done.
But if they show this tortured, which they probably will, because we've heard that backstory as early as the first Guardians, this is going to be emotional, and I've heard that this is a very big shift for the Guardians as well in tone. This is a much more serious tone for the Guardians, and there's going to be loss. And I love these characters. Guardians of the Galaxy might be my favorite group of characters in the entire MCU. I am not ready for the shit emotionally. I'm not. And if they do anything to fucking Rocket Raccoon.
I will fight you, Kevin Feige.
I heard there was a scene, though, that they're all standing together and Rocket's not there in the trailer.
I did watch the trailer.
I don't want to watch it until... I won't watch these trailers until they're released to the public.
Emmy and Clinton, you can turn off your headphones if you need to for a second, but Emmy, can you give me your thoughts? What did you think of this trailer? Did you get emotional watching
it? Yeah, it was really poorly shot, so I don't think I got the full effect of it.
Right.
But yeah, like there was a point when you didn't see Rocket with everybody, and like everybody was talking about how you only see him in flashbacks. And I allegedly, Kevin Feige, I will fight you. I will fight you on your front yard if you harm that little baby raccoon.
Yeah, you can kill all them motherfuckers. Leave Rocket alone.
I agree.
And you know what? I agree. And Mantis. Leave her alone, too.
And Mantis is adorable. Take names, kick ass. Oh, wait. Shit, I always do that. I mess it up. Kick names, take ass. Fuck, I even try to mess it up and I do it right.
Anyway. I feel like if they're going to kill anybody, it should Drax.
It's going to be Drax. Predictable
because he said he's not coming back.
I don't think they're going to do the predictable.
If they kill Rocket, this CGI raccoon, I'm going to riot.
Well, what is?
There's going to be blood in the streets.
I will never forget when Avengers just released and they were talking about Phase 2 and they showed that there was a concept art of the Guardians of the Galaxy for the movie. And Rocket was on there. There was the whole Guardians. And I remember thinking, well, it was nice while it lasted. At least we got fucking 6 movies out of this. Cool. They're going to bring
up. You said that in our Guardians.
I did. And I will stand by this, how wrong I was. Rocket Raccoon, what in the fuck are they thinking? A raccoon? So you're going to tell me Tony Stark, Steve Rogers, and Rocket Raccoon exist in the same universe? That's what you're going to tell me? I was upset about it. And the fact that they shut me the fuck up. And not only that, several years later now, we're so pissed off at the thought of losing this CG raccoon.
The thought of losing it.
There's a reason why I don't get paid millions of dollars to make these decisions, because I wouldn't. I would say, no, we're not having a CG raccoon.
Nobody dies ever.
No, and no one dies ever, and we're not going to have a CG fucking raccoon talking. No, that's stupid. No, it's fucking wonderful. It's great, and they have made us care about these characters and made us care about this character. I cannot wait for Guardians 3. I'm not ready for Guardians 3, I don't think, emotionally. There's so many movies. Wow. Sorry, guys. I can't wait to review this with you guys.
We're going to get Adam Warlock, though. Will Poulter is Adam Warlock. I'm here.
Looks great.
That MCU gym.
He sure has. Yeah.
Double cheeked up on a Thursday.
We might have a new. Okay, hold on. Adam Warlock?
Daddy.
Or Torres. Clinton, I'm putting you on the spot. Torres or Adam Warlock?
Why not both?
That's a good answer. We're going to keep going.
wait, I had something to say about...
Thunderbolts. Thunderbolts, July 26, 2024. Sorry. Go on.
You can put bacon and beef on a burger. You know what I mean?
That's a good point.
I can have both of them.
There you go.
I don't have to choose one meat. I'll take both.
Damn straight. Yes, dude. You
at the same time.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. You can't do that, but...
Why don't you just get a double cheeseburger? Yeah, why don't you get both slabs of meat on there?
That's right.
Yeah. Who's the bacon?
Who's the beef?
Yeah, though? Just get two beefs. You know, get two patties.
Double.
They're going to call you a Krabby Patty.
A double whammy.
I was going to say.
Wham, bam, thank you, sir.
Oh, my God.
That ain't how it goes.
Yes, it is. Oh, I love it.
I was going to say, I can't believe the Guardians 2, they took Yondu. And if they take anybody else, I will riot. That's all I was going to point out.
How about Wham Whirl? Thank you, sir. So
I'm trying to think of something clever that rhymes with sir.
I just said it. Wham Whirl? Thank you, sir.
Aaron Burr, sir.
Whirl?
Thank you, sir.
Sir don't rhyme with world.
Have you ever listened to Eminem rap? He does that shit where he changes.
Yeah, but it's Eminem and he can make it right.
Your you sound face like is Eminem.
Garth Brooks.
You know you love it. Don't act like you don't like the way I talk.
I'm just back here singing Hamilton.
Oh, ooh, purr. Thank you, sir.
Ooh, purr. So, guys, we're skipping ahead a little bit, but the Wakanda Forever trailer drop. This is actually for us. We don't have to watch a shitty little copy of a trailer. Holy fuck. I won't lie, and I don't mean to put Renee on the spot, but she got emotional watching this. She got very emotional. I was getting chills. She was getting emotional. Wakanda Forever.
Every time.
I think
every time I watched it, I teared up.
I think this is one of those other movies where there's so much shit surrounding it. This looks good. This looks really good.
You know the shot that made me the most emotional?
Chadwick?
The mural of Chad?
No.
What was it? That was what got me. Shit.
The shot of Shuri with tears in her eyes looking off into the distance. Yeah. I was like, oh my gosh. Because I know the mural, yes, but this makes you feel the pain of the sibling. Like she's feeling it. And she's the way they showed that shot with the way the music was, the No Woman, No Cry that transitions into Everything's Gonna Be All Right. And that's like a that's like a freaking, this movie is going to be more than just a mourning for these characters. It's a mourning for the audience. And it's like a no woman, no cry at the beginning. And then it transitions to everything's going to be all right. Is like a message to everybody. Like everyone's hurting and this is hard, but everything's going to be all right. And the way this trailer was put together is so impactful. And if they do the movie just 10% of how impactful this trailer was, I'm going to be totally here for it. Mm-hmm. This trailer was one of the best trailers I've seen in years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, completely agreed. Well, and even hearing you talk about it, I was starting to tear up a little bit because it was, oh my God. And to think about what emotions, not just the characters are going through, but the other actors who looked up to and respected.
That's very meta.
That's why I feel like it hits so hard. There is a real pain and real loss that we're all associating with the real loss of this character, but the real loss of Chadwick Boseman as well. And I'm actually, I think the questions were, are they going to acknowledge, are they just going to move past it? Or, you know, how are they going to handle, obviously, the death of such a legend like Chadwick and for this character? And they're recognizing it, realizing it, and also I think paying beautiful tributes to him, and God,
and Angela Bassett yelling, that part got me too, when she's like, I've lost my entire family or something,
and Shuri's over here like, what am I, chopped liver?
Well, there's a lot of speculation that Shuri dies and goes to the ancestral plane and gets revived, because there, people think there's a point where she dies, and that's where Angela Bassett is yelling this, like she loses her too. And then there's some kind of conflict in the middle between, so we've got Atlantis, right? And they're basing it off Aztec, which I am here for because they want to differentiate it from Aquaman, even though Aquaman debuted before, or I'm sorry, Namor debuted before Aquaman in the comics.
Oh,
1939 is when Namor debuted, and 1942.
I think they're just doing it for
Aquaman.
I think they're doing it for movie's sake, but I agree.
Yeah, differentiation. Yes. Right. And did you know? I didn't know this until I watched a video about this. Namor is the first mutant, right? So, not only is he's a mutant. So his mother, I think his mother was Atlantean, his father was a mutant.
Mm-hmm.
I could be wrong.
Yeah.
The first ever comic book written, Namor was a character.
Yep.
He was one of the first comic characters in the history of Marvel Comics.
And we're getting him in this movie.
Him, Human Torch, and Captain America are in the first comic ever made from Marvel.
Holy shit.
It's going to be great.
So he's a throwback. And I like the direction they're doing with it. I do like the Aztec feel. And it gives it more representation. And they've talked, what's his name? The guy playing him, I can never pronounce it.
Oh, I don't remember.
I don't either. I'll Google it.
I can't pronounce it, even if you know it. But I think the casting's incredible. I think the representation, again, I mean, we knew the first Black Panther had immense representation and what that meant to Black culture. And to see this, there's been interviews where he is so grateful about his representation. So I don't know. I think this movie just all around is going to be, you know, we got our fun stuff. We got Miss Marvel. We got Thor, Love and Thunder. I'm ready for some, like, I need to, after these little fumbles from Marvel for me, I need something that hits me, impacts me from a movie. I want to walk out of the theater.
I can do that.
Oh.
You want me to come over right now? I can punch you.
No, I mean, in the feels.
So.
Well, the actor's name is Tenok.
Tanaka Tuerta. I can never pronounce it.
Yeah, that I probably butchered it too. I tried.
They even did the little wings on his ankles. Did you notice that? That's how he is in the comics. He has wings on his ankles.
They're not afraid to actually kind of run with that, which I love.
Oh, I love it.
It's just the wink and the nod to the comics, which I love. They're not afraid to run away from that. If it was Fox, they'd be like, give him leather shoes. You know what I mean? I really love that Marvel's like,
And he has short hair, right? And not a beard and long hair like Aquaman, because that don't make any fucking sense.
Yep, exactly.
If I'm living in the water, I'm not going to have long-ass hair and a long-ass beard. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm mad about it, okay? Talk to any swimmer in the Olympics. Are they going to have... They shave their body hair. for that.
Yeah, reason. I used to be a swimmer.
Exactly. I was about to say
any cover up.
Yes.
But does Aquaman wear a cap when he's swimming?
No, he doesn't.
And I'm sorry. Can I say one more thing? Just to draw comparisons. I have a story though. I am really happy that Marvel took it a different direction, because the comparisons are going to come from Aquaman, because Aquaman was the one that became more popular. And the way they did the Aquaman movies and how you're submerged in this world, this movie, or from the trailer of Wakanda Forever, I like they're taking it, feels like a real approach. So any underwater scene it felt like it was, I was watching a scuba dive, like it felt like real underwater world. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like they were handling it in a way that felt like it was really underwater, versus Aquaman is just like them on a set and they're putting like water around them. You know what I mean?
Yes.
This felt like I was really underwater watching them. On the boats, the whales, descends onto that throne.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but Wakanda's going to get flooded, man. That's from a comic issue too. And we saw it in the trailer. There's some shit going to go down. There's going to be an antagonist that's not Namor, I feel like, that's causing the conflict between the two of them.
We predicted this in our Endgame review too.
We see the military guys coming in. Like there's someone trying to, there's speculation too. I don't know what I saw, who I saw that said it, that Dr. Doom could be sending people for vibranium. I don't know how they're going to do it, but I don't think that Namor is going to be the main antagonist by the end of the movie.
I just have to put it out there that I am very excited for this movie. Like it really, like the trailer did exactly what it needed to for me.
Shut me up.
I am so excited. I also wanted to tell you guys a story. So my senior year of high school, I was on the swim team. And my friend and I, we were going to, I don't think I made it to state. I think it might have just been like the conference, I wasn't very good at swimming. I did it for funsies. And so it might have just been like the local, like, hey, not state, but like, you're not terrible. So anyway, so you shave yourself, your entire body. And so my friend and I were in a tub in my bathroom. And we both shaved ourselves completely, everything except for the hair on our heads. And we drained the tub and there was just a film of disgusting body hair that was left. And I will never forget that. It was so gross. And my mom was so mad.
That sounds wonderful and gross, and I'm going to throw up in my mouth. Thank you.
And you clogged the drain.
Probably. Of course we did.
All right. Yep. Well, guys, obviously now we go to phase six, and the first movie of phase six is Fantastic Four. Little disappointed because we didn't get casting news. It is phase six, though. I'm willing to forgive it because there's always next year's Comic-Con, and the year after that's Comic-Con. But
and so long, they announced Fantastic Four in the 2019 Comic-Con.
I know.
Although, we should have it in 3 years.
Let me say that when that came out, that four, like that, like the whatever logo. The logo, I was like, is this Captain America 4 or is it Fantastic Four?
Oh, 100% so Fantastic Four.
Okay,
the blue. Well,
and they said Fantastic Four, Amy. Come on now.
And the way
did
the
they say that?
They the did. Four's Emmy. When they announced the logo, like they said, there's Kevin Feige Emmy. Was saying,
"You don't post a blue four." You need to stop, Emmy.
Yeah, you must have had it muted.
We're gonna fight you on this one. Yeah, no, okay, this was Fantastic Four. 100%. Fine. Also, yeah,
y'all are right.
So,
John Krasinski had an interview on Fallon yesterday, and Fallon was like, "So, does this mean you're gonna be him?" And he's like, I know you can't say anything and I can't ask, but you think? And he was like, you think? Like they just kept doing this thing back and forth. And he's like, there's also rumors that Emily Blunt, your wife, will be Sue Storm. You think?
Wow.
And I just need it. I mean, I feel like
Just tell us already.
If
so there's eight unannounced projects after Fantastic Four, eight unannounced. And then there is two final movies.
You before, same year. Before two. You go, hold on.
Amy, don't let me wait. What?
Okay. We have not talked about the cutest series that was got a trailer during all of this, didn't it?
I am Groot, and that was the day before, and we really haven't talked about
damn.
That. So let's go. No, let's talk about some animated series.
Good. I'm glad you brought it up.
X-Men 97, before we get to that. X-Men 97, this is going to be a new look of Heroes, I believe, that is going to be introduced. I'm excited, though. It looks good. I love that the art style kind of mimics that. Old. There's no way they're going to go to the original art style, but X-Men 97.
It's pretty close.
It is, but...
It looks cute.
Yeah, but gosh, if
well,
you watch...
not cute. That's
if you,
not
the if you watch the old X-Men, it's choppy as fuck.
That's well, choppy, I, but I mean, yeah. The way they look looks the same, except exactly. Storm's hair is different.
Exactly. So X-Men 97... 80s and 90s babies unite. I know we had a listener or two that was not a fan of that comment. I'm so sorry, 2000s babies, but fuck off. I'm kidding.
Looking
I'm,
at you, Matt.
I'm looking at you, Matt. Matt, fuck off. You're not. I'm joking. No, I'm kidding. But really, this was a great animated series. Looks awesome. Cannot wait.
Magneto's going to be leading them this time.
That's what and I was
he does have.
About.
He does have a new look.
Mm-hmm. Sure does.
But Gambit's there. That's all I care about. And he looks like Gambit. So. Sign me the fuck up.
Yeah, I'm excited for it, for sure.
I need to go back and rewatch the old one because it's going to be a continuation of how it ended. Mm-hmm. So they're playing off that.
Amy, did you have any X-Men 97 thoughts besides it's cute?
It's cute.
It's cute. What are we? We're not watching Pokemon.
Okay, I should probably go back and rewatch. Not rewatch. Watch it for the first time.
You didn't watch the 97 series?
No, I was watching Mad Max and Gargoyles and having crushes on the Gargoyles, which really is odd when you think about it.
Speaking of odd, a What If season 2 was announced.
Yay.
It was fun. I'm excited.
That's great.
You guys are such fun suckers. Like it's.
Oh, I don't want to hear it.
When have I ever sucked fun out of a room? Yeah, that's what I thought. Biatch. No,
you said you don't watch action scenes 2 years ago. You hate action scenes.
I didn't say I hated action scenes. I said
you said I fast forward through them.
Sometimes I do. Sometimes
okay,
they're bad.
Okay.
You know what? The whole
fun sucker.
Okay.
Sun fucker.
Oh my God, no.
No, S-U-N.
No, I am excited. I mean,
people you've had sex with is probably someone's son, so I don't think that's inaccurate. Okay. Not probably, 100% is someone's son.
God.
So yeah, you're a son fucker.
I need to tell Brandon
ain't here to babysit us. Say whatever you need to right now. He's gone.
No, I'm excited for it.
Selling me.
Brandon left us and I don't know how to move on.
No, we can't move on to the next topic until he's back.
I know. So I'm trying to talk about What If, and they dive into some weird shit. And I'm okay with it. I'm excited.
You sucked the fun out of that for me at the beginning because you were like, their mouths don't match. And it's not something I really noticed until you brought it up. And that's all I could see the whole series after that.
I know everyone knows how I feel about What If. Like the longer that season went on, the realization that this was just a scattered. It was just an excuse to like, let's put a bunch of random ass fucking stories together and oh, here's a finale. And it just kind of wore on me as it went on. And so I'm really hoping season 2 feels a little bit more connected. I mean, it feels just like really bad continuity storytelling. It feels like good, maybe tiny storytelling within its own show. But the whole overarching thing just felt like, let's just shove them all in this one little kind of, like, I don't know. It felt like lazy storytelling quite a bit. And yeah, I mean, what if we didn't need a season 2? I tweeted that and some people did not like that tweet. But either way, I am who I am. So What If season 2? Okay, cool. And how adorable. I am Groot. Clinton, why the fuck are you such a Scrooge about this show? Can I ask?
I just am not. I feel like it's going to be a filler show.
It's not even a show. It's 100%. Like, it's little shorts. It's not even a show. It's just shorts. It's like little tiny clips.
Who cares? I'm going to see a little animated wooden guy going, I'm Groot for, 10 minutes.
Sign me the fuck up.
And he's going to be fucking adorable.
It is.
Did you see in the trailer? He like puts on a dress and he pops out. And he's like, I am Groot.
He's so cute. He said, "I'm Groot." That's weird. I just feel like it's going to get old, man. It's going to get old.
It's going to be adorable.
Out of all the Guardians, they can vote for him, really. That says the same thing over and over.
It's little shorts. It's not a whole damn show. You're acting like this is an 18 episode Groot, I'm born again.
No, I'm not. Even with shorts, it's going to get old. It's not.
You're going to get old.
Yeah, I am old. You are old. That's why you're like, it's a talking wood.
I'm not excited about it. I couldn't care less.
It's going to be good. I can't wait. Mm-hmm. All right, guys. Final two things to talk about in 2025 announced. We are getting two Avengers movies in 2025. Avengers: The Kang Dynasty and Avengers: Secret Wars. Huge news, guys. What a way to finish out Phase 6. These are the final two movies in Phase 6. We're bringing back the Avengers. I didn't know if we'd ever see an actual Avengers movie again. I really didn't. Lost my shit.
Yes. Just seeing the fucking logo, I was like, yes!
Yeah, exactly. Like, we're named after that. We're the Avengers, and they're the Avengers. I was so excited. Like, especially, obviously, the Kang Dynasty. Holy fuck. The implications of that movie, and then Secret Wars. And the Kang Dynasty, we've received who's going to direct the Kang Dynasty. It's the same director that directed Shang-Chi. And that is exciting to think about, because honestly, I think we've all said Shang-Chi, besides No Way Home, was our favorite in the entire Phase 4 thus far. So Destin Daniel Cretton is going to be directing the Kang Dynasty. Who is directing Secret Wars?
Please bring the Russo brothers back.
It's got to be the Russo brothers.
So my thoughts here. So the Kang Dynasty is going to be a lot of Kangs, I feel like, fighting, obviously, the Avengers. And then we get to Secret Wars that same year. Two Avengers movies in the same year. That's never happened.
Never.
But Secret Wars is near and dear to a lot of people. So they're going to have to really bring in a great director who can handle this amount of production and characters and story arcs. And you know how the Russo brothers did Endgame and Infinity War, and I think did it well. It's not just like you've got a lot of characters, but this comic means a lot to a lot of people. And there's got to be a lot happened that year. So I think there's a reason they haven't announced all the titles for that year, because Secret Wars is a huge buildup, and there has to be a lot happen that year for Secret Wars to really pay off the way it needs to.
I agree.
So
we're going to have a lot of surprises that year with the untitled movies that they didn't announce.
What kinds of things, as a layperson who didn't read the comics, what kinds of things have to happen? Like, what needs to build up?
Well, it's just a multiversal war between different variants of different. It's just huge. There's a comic that you need to start with before you get to Secret Wars, and it's a whole story.
Okay.
And I can't remember the name of it because I suck at that, but. Secret Wars is near and dear to a lot of people, and I can't believe they're doing it the same year. That's crazy. They probably didn't want to leave a cliffhanger like they did with Infinity War.
Yeah, no. I think this is extremely exciting. I hope the Russo brothers come back for Secret Wars. I think Destin is going to be an amazing director for the Kang Dynasty. This is going to be absolutely phenomenal. The next two Avengers movies, I mean, genuinely, 2025 could be the best year in Marvel Studios history. And that's crazy to say after what we've already been through, but this is exactly what Clint said. We've never had two Avengers movies in one year. Now that all has to play out. That all has to really play out. As we know, release dates are subject to change. Even Marvel Studios plans are subject to change, because even at one point it was supposed to be Infinity War Part 1 and Part 2. And it ended up being Infinity War and Endgame. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, things can always change. I'm just really, really excited that we're going to get another Avengers movie. The fact that I thought if we did get another Avengers movie, Young Avengers, I never thought we would actually get a full-blown Avengers movie again. And that is incredible. With Kang, with the Secret Wars.
Well, I knew it'd be Kang.
Yeah.
Because he's going to be the big bad of this. But the multiverse saga, as they called it.
Yep.
Officially. 2025, do y'all think they're putting the wagon in front of the horse a little bit? Like, we're way ahead of where we're at now.
No, because it's 2022. You know what I mean? And
it's 3 years.
It's 3 years, but they did the same thing when they did phase three. Or yeah, phase three was like through 2016 2019.
Yeah,
that was 3 years. So no.
Yeah, but the pandemic delayed everything. It was supposed to be earlier.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, but they planned this out before for 3-4 years. You know what I mean? I think the release
that far ahead then, like it is now. The pandemic delayed everything, and that's why we got them when we got them. But I think Thor, Love, and Thunder, Multiverse of Madness, all that was supposed to come out a year ahead of this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. I still feel like it's not ahead. I still think they know what they're doing. I feel like we've seen this before. I mean, this is a lot of properties. I mean, this is a lot of properties from now till 2025. Hell, you want to talk about podcast security? Holy shit. We got some shit to talk about, guys, in the next few years.
I know they plan it behind the scenes up to 10 years in advance,
but that's a lot to actually put it.
Is just like, stuff changes? Well, they're shifting things.
They still have eight properties that they haven't detailed yet. So
D23 is coming up though in September, I think.
D23, these nuts.
I knew you were going
to. That didn't work.
It did because you said it.
It didn't. D and 23 is after it. You don't really.
D's 23 that. Nuts.
Stretch.
That's how I had it in my head and I fucked it up.
Mm-hmm.
Guys.
Yeah. Like, you know anything about head?
I know a lot.
Okay, guys. So, Marvel Studios panel for Comic-Con. What did we think? Goodness. If we had to grade this, A, B, C, D, an F. I almost said E. A, B, C, D, F. If we had to grade this, and you can do minuses, pluses, what would you grade it? I'm going to start first because I want to give you guys a couple of seconds to think about it. I think this is a solid A. I think it's an A. I don't even want to give it an A minus or an A plus. A plus would have been fantastic forecasting. A plus would have been some kind of X-Men announcement beyond X-Men 97. I understand now that we talked about the actors' contracts, but even then, hell, put it out in 2026. I don't know. I'm just selfishly wanting X-Men. Deadpool 3, would have loved to see something from Ryan Reynolds and team. Ooh, I'm starting to go A-. A-, final answer. But still a solid, great show. Ending with the two Avengers movies. The excitement around it. We're buzzing. We're still buzzing about this. Days later, the whole fandom felt recharged after this Hall H panel. After Thor, Love, and Thunder. Exactly. And so, what more can you ask for an entire presentation? And to do it in San Diego Comic-Con instead of waiting for their own D23, I thought they were just going to announce like a handful of stuff. They were like, no, we're bringing in the whole gamut. Here it is. Boom. So I'm excited. I really am. A-. I'm more towards A, but I'm going to say A-, just because a couple of notable absences that left a mark on me. But everything they did include, they hit it out of the fucking park. So well done, Marvel Studios. Amy, what would you grade this?
I'm going to give it a D for D's nuts.
You knew what the fuck she was going to do, too, because she's laughing. She's like, you took my damn joke.
Would have been really good.
Oh, okay.
Damn it.
I'm so happy. I'm so happy you did that.
I am giving this an A+.
Oh,
plus. A with plus, an arrow plus. Through it and a circle around it, because I did not think that I was going to see that Avengers logo again.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that I did excited me beyond anything. Like, sure, nitpicks here and there, like, oh, we didn't get casting. No, we saw the Avengers logo again, and I didn't think I was ever going to see that again.
Well done. Well said.
Yeah.
Clinton, take us on out of here. What would you grade this?
I would give it a B+.
God, y'all are stingy.
Well, I don't have to brown nose Marvel. Just because I love them don't mean I have to.
What brought it down?
Kiss every.
I will kiss every single one of those buttholes.
Brown eyes, all biggest, getting my lips on them.
No, I know y'all are drinking the Kool-Aid.
Ass to mouth.
Yeah. Unless if Rocket dies. In which case, Kevin Feige, allegedly, I'm coming to your house
and fight you. And we're retroactively changing our scores to F-.
Yes. Yes.
And my biggest thing, I enjoyed it. I didn't get to watch it live because I was working. But yes, I saw the tweets like crazy. Brandon, kudos. He was on Twitter. He was watching it and he handled it that night. And that was awesome, by the way.
Yeah, completely agreed.
Clever, too, by the way.
Thank you.
You're real smart with those those tweets. But
thanks, man.
I didn't get to see it in its entirety until afterwards. My biggest thing I wanted was casting, and I didn't get that. I didn't get casting. I wanted more trailers. I got Wakanda Forever, which was needed because we're so close, and I loved that. The other trailers weren't released to the public, and that frustrates me a little bit. And I get it. You got to have some kind of like thing about being there, right?
Right.
So it'll get here soon enough. But announcements of shows, awesome. I love that we got Daredevil. I love that stuff that was surprises. But it concerns me when they go so far ahead. It gives me the vision they have, and that's cool. But I think I'm a little jaded or burnt from, I guess it was the pandemic's fault, but things kept getting pushed back and delayed, and we had that. And I'm like, got to be careful a little bit. Like, I'm scared that it's not going to happen the way they want it to because stuff comes up and happens. So awesome announcements, Thunderbolts, Daredevil, the two trailers we got. We had Wakanda Forever, which was top tier, and then we get She-Hulk. I mean, it's cool. Better than the last one. I wanted something more like, oh, shit. Like, oh, shit, with a trailer. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
An oh, shit trailer moment. Yeah.
Yeah, I wanted a trailer. I wanted them to publicly show Quantumania. I mean, we expected Wakanda's Forever is close, but that trailer really was amazing. But then we got a trailer for She-Hulk to the public, and I was like, okay, cool, but we're at Comic-Con. We've already had a trailer for She-Hulk. Give me something fresh. Give me something from next year, like they did with Quantumania.
Out to the public.
Yeah, that's February. It's not that far. Give us that teaser.
Right.
It's fucking July.
Okay.
Less than a year.
Yeah, but I've been Doctor Strange Multiverse of Madness and Thor Love and Thunder. I'm like getting kicked while I'm down and you can't give me anything.
Oh, no.
Damn.
Fighting words. I will say this too, while I was on the Twitters on Comic-Con night, I will just say shout out to our Discord, our Patreon. We have a Discord exclusive, and we were all on the voice chat together. There was probably 12 to 15 people all in there, and we were like, it was like a war room. Everyone was reporting what was coming out as it was coming out. We were all throwing facts at each other and like discussing things in real time. And it was such a community.
Awesome.
It was such a community and fun experience. And all while I'm listening to their thoughts, I'm tweeting. And like they really were like inspirations of those tweets. And I remember Jordan goes, Brandon, I love that tweet. I love this. And they were giving me like good feedback while I was doing it and kind of giving me that confidence boost. And they kept me going. And so shout out to the Patreon, the patrons and the Discord community. It was really, really fun. It made Comic-Con special. We all spent it together. And we had an absolute blast. And then afterward, we were like, we just really ate it all up together. So shout out, patrons. Thank you for making that night special for me as well.
I am absolutely kicking myself for not at least joining and muting myself because I was driving back up from being home for a family reunion.
Yeah.
And I am, because I would have been like, there's a new Avengers, but I would have been screaming driving down the road, just like, And I am absolutely kicking myself for not joining.
It was beautiful. It was absolutely beautiful. So, guys, that is our San Diego Comic-Con review of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Hey, if you guys liked the show, you liked our coverage of San Diego Comic-Con 2022 for the MCU, consider giving a 5-star rating on your podcast platform of choice. Spotify, Apple Podcasts goes a long way with us getting eyes and ears on this little podcast of ours, and we really appreciate that support. Also, if you want to support us, patreon.com/Avengers Podcast. We have $1 tiers that gets you a shout out, $3 gets you a shout out and access to our Discord, which we talked about earlier. We all had a voice chat during the Comic-Con, many other different things like that. Minecraft server, $5 gets you all that, and you get 2 bonus episodes. You get Avengers News, and you get, which we have an exclusive announcement on Avengers News this month, and you get our exclusive movie review. So $5 and $10 gets you all that fun stuff, and you get our episodes completely unedited, and you get to hang out with us once a month. We have a watch party of your movie of choosing. We put a poll out to our patrons. They vote and we watch a movie together. We watched Avatar this month and it was a lot of fun. We actually really got into the movie and talked about it quite a bit. So consider joining our community today. We have about 100 patrons and we really have a lot of fun and like for you to be a part of the party as well. So guys, thank you so much for joining us. We're going to do part two of this podcast on our Patreon. So Avengers News is going to get all the Comic-Con that was not the MCU. So we're going to head over there and record a little bit as well. So, guys.
And we got a big announcement. Brandon already said it, but it's a big announcement, guys. Y'all should go listen. It was just,
yeah, $5 tiers and higher. You get this exclusive announcement. Avengers News. Check it out. We will do an announcement at the top of the show, so we won't waste your time too much. So, yeah, top of the show. It's going to be really, really fun, and we'll. It's going to be a lot of fun. So, guys. Emmy, there's no credits names. What do you have?
Clinton's gay. Oh, shit. Did I do it at the wrong time?
You did. You did. Oh.
Emmy's a teacher.
Brandon's a square.
Have a good night, guys.